housing on there?
No, just nice to see that we don't have anybody with limited today.
Does that mean AJ has been cleared, Ron?
Both AJ and Teddy, I believe, have one more final step. And today was part of it. You know, as the protocol goes, one of the things that you have to do is you have to have a padded or a full practice participation. I shouldn't say padded, but full practice participation. And they did that today. So, and then I believe the next is the final interview with the independent, I believe.
Those were full with contact, or with the contact? Or
no, what? Just a full practice. Because okay. we don't have contact on Thursday.
About Jared this week?
Yes, he's actually looked good. He practiced well today, running around, you know, just, I mean, looked active. And so, you know, I like to believe we've gotten over the hump with him, so I anticipate him being ready. Tomorrow, obviously, will be a real good tell, but he reacts the way he did this morning. He was all fired up, you know, so it was good to see. It really was good to see.
If he's good, does he start?
We'll have to sit down with Eric and Sean and really talk about where he is, just to make sure. You know, we got a pretty good rotation of guys. He's going to be right in there, one way or the other. He'll play. He's going to play.
A quarterback like Bradford, and then you got a really fast runner like DeMarco. Do you want to get? I know last week you went kind of big with your defensive ends. Do you want to get some speed out there?
Yeah, you do want to have speed, especially in the right positions. You know, and again, a lot of things that they do is fast. You know, they move quickly, they snap the ball, they try to get a lot of plays. But the bottom line is, you know, you've got to be ready to play. They catch a lot of people not ready.
Not having Vinay in the slot last year against these guys, was that hamstring you a little bit?
Well, a lot of things hamstrung us last year. You know, and again, you know, last year's last season, and we're going to go forward now. I mean, it's, you know, I've had a chance to watch the film. I got ill the whole bit watching it. So, you know, it's over. I mean, we're not going to, you know, we're not looking back. You know, we're a different football team. They're a different football team. So now it's really about what they've done this year and what we've done this year. And now it's, you know, we'll find out on Sunday.
You guys, for the most part, have put Josh on the opponent's best receiver. Would that put him on Matthews this week?
We'll see. You know, a lot of things that we're going to do really going to predicate on what they're doing, how they're trying to do it. You know, we look at the things that people do, and, yeah, we try to match certain things up. But a lot of it has to do with the calls that we're making as well. So, again, you'll be able to tell really once you see it as to what's going on.
KK was telling us the other day, or reminding us, that his draft stock slipped a little bit, or at least one of the big pre-draft questions on him was his motor. Maybe was he a little heavy? Did you pick up on that pre-draft, and then did it take a while for him to kind of realize?
No, you know, the thing that's really unfair about this, and it was the same thing that we had to deal with Star, and everybody said, well, you know, late in the game, their play diminishes. Well, then you look at the play chart, and all of a sudden you're seeing the kids playing 80 plays, 75 plays. I mean, seriously, then that's, you know, that's one of the things. And it's interesting because, you know, when we look at players, that's one of the things we always talk about. It's okay, you know, he did look like he dropped off in the fourth quarter. Well, how many plays has he played so far? He's played 50 already. He's in the fourth quarter. Oh, wow. No wonder why. And that's honestly how we felt. We felt that the play, I mean, we were shocked he was there. We really were. So when he was there, sitting there at number two, Dave jumped all over and thought that was the pick we needed, and we went with it, and it's paid dividends. And I know Eric loved him from the beginning as well. You know, we love Star from the beginning as well. And you just look at what these guys do. And, you know, you play 70, 80, 90 plays, and people say, oh, in the fourth quarter, they're just running out of gas. They don't look good, you know. Later in the year, oh, they're not the same guy there at the beginning of the year. No, obviously not. And so I think if people get caught up in that without looking as to why it looks like they're diminishing, it's not fair. But no, Joe, we didn't feel, you know, we didn't have a problem with his weight, you know, or anything like that, because I think, again, looking back and seeing how many plays he had played, it to us, that's why.
Is that going to be an issue this week? This is a team, I think they had 72 last week. I mean, is this a test of endurance? You got to.
I don't think it is, because we played, what was it, 80 something against New Orleans. Right, wasn't it? We played 80 against, was it 80? 82, I think, against the Saints, and 77 against the Texans. You know, so we've played a lot of plays. Same thing with in Tampa Bay. We played 80, I think 80-something with Tampa Bay as well. So, no, I think the frequency might be in terms of the hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But, again, you know, we're working on that. We've been working on it since, well, you guys know, we've been doing a lot of the no-huddle. Not quite their tempo, but it's not like we haven't done it. So, we you know, we're gonna be ready, do the best we can, and you know, we'll get it rolling.
You get any tells from Coleman this week?
Some things. No. This is one of those, the less they know, we know that they know, we know.
Ron, did you send anything to the league after the Seattle game?
I sent the stuff that, you know, we felt were some of the missed, you know, calls that should have been made. You know, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, it's just the typical stuff. You know, you see something, and I don't send it really to say I gotcha. You know, I send them really for my edification, so that when, you know, I see something happen, you know, and I can discuss it with the referee and just say, hey, look, you know, this is what we're seeing, this is what's happening. You know, can we keep an eye out for that type of stuff?
Did you have any issues with Cam's Chancellor's hit on Khalil?
You know, the interesting thing about it was a big physical play. And at the time I saw it, I didn't think anything about it. You know, but apparently, I guess, you know, somebody's saying that it was it's one of those, you know, it's a sparing play. So, you know, so I guess that's, you know, that's the interpretation.
Do you think what, what Chip's doing with that offense is a sustainable model in the NFL?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with personnel. I mean, if you have the right personnel and you're running it and you're having success, yes. I mean, the hard thing, you know, in this league is people have tried so many different things, and the thing that always seems to come up is that it's about athletes. It's about who has what types of players, you know. And I do know he's had success with it, and he had success with it on our level. And you know, in the last 2 weeks they've had success. So only time will tell, you know, because, again, he does a lot of good things. There's a lot of things that people do already. And, you know, and he said it's not like he's reinvented the wheel. He's just got a philosophy and a way of doing things that I think you have to understand and, you know, and be able to combat. I think one thing that you can do if you're fortunate enough is you can get him, you know, to go 3 and out. You know, that would help.
Does it play into his hands with the way colleges are? You talk about personnel. I mean, these guys are coming out. They're ready for that kind of offense.
And I think that's the difference right now. And, you know, it I guess it's just a matter of how people look at it. If, you know, if there's enough college coaches come into the league and then they start bringing in, you know, the same type of player, maybe that's what we're going to turn into. And you know, and instead of playing, you know, 3 hour and 5 minute games, we're looking at 4 hour games. I mean, it just, you know, I mean, it just depends on what we want, what the fan wants, you know, as well.
So much of what they do is to try and mentally tax you defensively. Can you see your guys having a better understanding in this year's game prep? I know you played them in the preseason 2 years ago. But.
Well, I hope so. I mean, you know, we again, like I said, we looked at last year's, you know, which, like I said, made me ill. But, you know, we looked at it, and hopefully we learned from it. I mean, that's the only thing you can do. When, you know, if you haven't learned anything from it, then you wasted it. So I'd like to believe we've learned something from it.
As far as this specific offense, though, because it is so different than any others.
Yeah, like I said, I just hope we've learned from it.
How much different are they with the quarterback change from last year to this year? Or is he a piece of the system?
He's a piece of the system, and again, he's learning it. I mean, you know, that's the thing everybody understands. It doesn't matter what system you're in. There is a curve, and you're going to have to learn it. And once you learn it and you get more comfortable, and the other thing about it too is a lot of those pieces are new too. You know, they got new running backs. They got a couple of new receivers. You know, a couple of new offensive linemen. It's not like, you know, he's been able to have the same group 3 years in a row. You know, I mean, you look at us, and you know, we've been fortunate enough that, you know, we've had the same group for a while, and you know, core players, and because they've been here a while, we're able to sustain some of the things that we started doing, some of the defensive stuff we've done, some of the offensive stuff, because your core is still there. He's redeveloping it. You know, he's made changes. He's brought in a new quarterback, new offensive linemen, new receivers, new running backs. So they're going to have a little bit of a growth period. But, you know, if they keep, you know, if history tells you anything, you know, you got to be ready.
Ron, you guys roughed Bradford up pretty good a couple years ago when he was with St. Louis. Any carryover from that game?
No, because again, it's a completely different style, Joe. You know, I think, you know, we did look at it just to see, you know, the things that he does. And he does well. I mean, he's, you know, he's accurate, got a good arm. He can make the long throws, make the quick throws. So, you know, that's pretty much the only thing you get out of watching, you know, when he was with St. Louis. And that, I mean, that, in all honesty, that's pretty much it.
Did you guys go to Chip or have Chip come in here when you brought in Cam? I know you visited with a lot of college coaches throughout the year.
No, we didn't. What I did for the most part was when we were, you know, we were looking at Cam, we was really the guys in the SEC, people, you know, that knew him, you know, and got a chance to sit down with those coaches and talk with them more so than anything else. And probably one of the guys that was probably the greatest help was Gus Malzahn. You know, he was terrific.
All right.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. See y'all tomorrow.